Last week, I spoke about faith. The readings kind of lent toward this particular understanding of faith, our faith in God, a faith that God gives to us, something that we cannot earn, something that we can't buy. Faith is given to us as a gift. And we hear Jesus saying that last line today, go, your faith has saved you. It was in this Samaritan who recognized that he had been healed. He had leprosy, this particular skin disease, and it was because he noticed and recognized he had been healed, and this was something that he could not do on his own. He runs back to Jesus. Because of his faith in God, he was healed, and he gives thanks. We hear an interesting story there in the first reading today, maybe just a little bit of a backstory. Naaman was a commander of an army of one of the neighboring countries to Israel. And maybe this particular time, the countries were at peace, somewhat not fighting or at war. Naaman had leprosy as well. He had a skin disease. And so many times, people who had leprosy were pushed away or in the outskirts of town because they were contagious. And so to save the city or to protect the people, those who had leprosy were exiled. So then they were not allowed to see their families or per se be in town or in some sense do what their regular work was. Naaman was a great army commander and was definitely respected by the king, but he had this particular disease. He heard about Elisha, the prophet of Israel, who could heal. And so he went to see if Elisha could heal him. So the way the story goes is that Elisha sends him and says, go plunge yourself 7 times into the Jordan River. And Naaman is rather disgusted by this. He's like, huh, we have beautiful rivers in my country. You know, what is this, the Jordan? And I could do this back home. Why am I doing this? But his servants talk him out of it. We came all this way. We traveled here. We heard about Elisha. At least trust and try it out. So Naaman goes and he plunges himself 7 times in the Jordan River, dunks himself in the water, submerses himself, almost kind of like the sacrament of baptism. And he is healed. His skin disease, his leprosy has been washed away. He's been healed. So he comes back, and of course that's where the first reading begins. We hear this commentary between Naaman and Elisha. And he's truly thankful, and he's been healed, and he recognizes what has happened and what has taken place. And of course, he tries to give gifts to Elisha, but Elisha doesn't want them. And interesting enough, Naaman asks for 2 mule loads of dirt. And he basically states that he wants to worship the God of Israel. And this connection of taking this soil with him will be a reminder to him that some of this land, this area where he had been healed, not worshiping the dirt, of course, but worshiping on this dirt, this soil, a reminder and a connection to God who had healed him. Maybe for many of us, I don't think we go around, per se, taking dirt from other areas or soil, but I was thinking, you know, some particular places that I have visited, sometimes you pick up a rock, sometimes you might take particular things to remind you of the places you visited. Many of us get souvenirs. A lot of places I've gone to, you pick up little collectibles and stuff. Sometimes remind us of the places that we visited. But even too, maybe even more so, a lot of times today, we take pictures. Like a lot of times we take pictures of particular events or particular places of where events have happened in our own life, right? So many of you probably have the picture of your wedding day on your wall. Maybe some of you all have pictures of all of your children when they were first newly born. In my parents' room on one side, she's got all 3 of myself and my 2 sisters and our baby pictures there, right? Pictures that we remind us, pictures of events that have taken place in our lives. Maybe even at times that we have been healed. Maybe times that particular gifts have been given to us or things that have happened to us. Pictures remind us. Today we have, of course, cars. And maybe we can drive and visit some of these places, right? Maybe some of you go back and visit the church that you were baptized at. Maybe sometimes you go back and visit the church that you were married at. Maybe sometimes we go back. My mom will always point out the hospital that we were born in. Hey, that's, you know, when we were little kids, right? but point out particular things where events, life-changing events, have happened to us. I always like to go back to the church that I was baptized at, the church, St. Margaret Mary in Cedar Park, where I was ordained at. Every time I walk into that church, it's always a reminder of what took place in that church on that day. Maybe even many of you as well, as you come in and back to St. Helens, definitely coming to church and to Mass, but maybe as disciples, you're coming back here to be reminded of what God has done for you and what He will do for you again today. And so, reminding of particular events in our life that we have been saved, events that we have encountered God. And hopefully these particular events, like Naaman and like the Samaritan, hopefully push us or lead us to a sense of thanksgiving, to truly be thankful, recognizing what we have received. I hope each time you see your wedding picture that there is a sense of thankfulness for that day that your marriage began, as each of you are helping each other in your journey to heaven and you're reminded of that event. Hopefully you see the pictures maybe of your birth or of your baptism or of your graduation. Maybe you are truly thankful for your first communion, your baptism, those particular events that those pictures remind you of. That there's a sense of thankfulness for what has happened or taking place on that day. And hopefully with thankfulness, there's a realization that is something that we could not have done ourselves. To truly be thankful is to recognize, just as those lepers in their gospel today, it is something that they could not have healed themselves of themselves, right? We cannot feed ourselves the body and blood of Christ. Maybe we can't forgive ourselves our sins. Kind of amazing that hopefully you come back to the church because this is a place that you received the body and blood of Christ, and you're truly thankful. Maybe you recognize the confessionals, and maybe you remember being forgiven of your sins, washed away, coming back into the church, a place that you have been cleansed and healed, and truly want to give thanks to God while you come back to this particular place, to truly be thankful with a thankful heart. So finally, we'll leave you with a little bit of homework for this week. Maybe many of you are thankful. Maybe you are truly thankful to each other and thankful on a regular basis. But maybe challenge you to really think about being thankful this week. I've started journaling a few months ago, and this little journal that I have, the first line on the top page for each day says, "What am I grateful for today?" And so it's a nice little reflection to truly write down the particular things, maybe the day before, that I had received. What am I grateful for? Some of them things might be simple, like our health. Maybe some of it might be our family. Maybe sometimes if I've traveled, it's usually thankful for safe travels. Usually thankful for my staff, for Father Joseph, for those whom I serve with, my brother priests. It's interesting that a few weeks ago, I recognized and I wrote down I was thankful for God's love. Sometimes we do receive many times God's love for us. Maybe even times we receive God's love, or we receive love from our spouses or from our parents or from our children or from others. And do we recognize and are we thankful for the love or the sacrifice that other people have made for us? God's love is constant. God's love is all-consuming and is ever-present. There's never a time that we exist that we are not existing in God's love for us, right? Even too, there's never a time that we didn't exist in a love of our parents. Even though we might have been away from our parents, my mom would call me at college and say, "When you're coming home, we've forgotten what you look like." I said, "Mom, you have pictures. You know what I look like." "Yes, but I want to see you." "Yes, okay, Mom. I'm coming home. I'll be there." That connection, right? That reminder, truly to be thankful for my parents and what they had given to me and their love, right? So do we have a thankful heart? What are we thankful for? So I'd encourage you, maybe this week, take some time, just a second or two, it doesn't have to be a long time, to give thanks to God for what you'd received the day before. Maybe you can do it before you go to bed, and to truly just be reflective and thankful for what God has done for you. Those particular things that you couldn't have done yourself, right? So recognizing that thankfulness comes out of faith, right? So we recognize God and the faith that He has given to us and our connection to us. And the gifts and things that He gives to us is because we have faith and believe in Him. And to be thankful strengthens our relationship with Him because we recognize this is a gift He has given to us. And we are truly thankful and are truly reminded. And maybe look at your pictures in a different light when you walk by your wedding picture, maybe when you walk by other particular pictures in your home of events that have happened in your life. Let them draw you to a sense of thankfulness. And finally, as you come back, maybe to daily Mass this week, maybe as you come to reconciliation this week, maybe as you come to Mass next Sunday, may you come ready to encounter, may your faith bring you back here as a disciple to truly encounter God and to be thankful for all that He has done for you in your own life.